So I want you to stop and imagine how peaceful and quiet the whole group of people can be. And also how excited they could be as they are crossing the Jordan River. 40 years in the desert. Oi! Not one of us began this journey, but we're about to cross in. And there are two mountains. There are two mountains. And we are instructed that the ancients separated the people one half on one mountain and one half on the other mountain. And this was no joke. For the Levites, the ones who carried the stringed instruments, like some of us here, they stayed in the valley below. And to one half, they sang songs of blessing. And then they turned to the half, they sang songs of curses. Just imagine this for a minute. The entire people separated on two mountains. One on a mountain of blessing and one on a mountain of curse. This Torah portion, Re'eh, says, Re'eh anochi noten lifnechem hayom bracha v'klala. See, I place before you today blessing and curse. See. In the center of our tradition is the admonishment to listen. So we practice and cultivate listening. In fact, we close our eyes a lot in spiritual moments, right? Well, this Torah portion is saying, open your eyes, perhaps the inner eye, to the deeper truth. Open your eyes. So tonight we could look around and see individuals who've come here to hang out and sing. Or perhaps you might look around and see a group of people that are singing together, creating a semblance of oneness. Or perhaps we might see the voice of God coming through all of us in something that none of us can fully describe, except when we're inside the experience. And so too in our lives, we need to take time to see. And I want you to take a moment and close your eyes so you can see. And put yourself on that mountain of blessing. And stand there with half the people. And look deeply into the blessings in your life. What shows up for you on the blessing mountain? And now, walk across the valley, right beyond the Levites, up to the mountain of curse. And look upon that mountain. And what do you see there that you need to see? In 5 weeks, the Torah brings back the refrain, Re'eh. Re'eh ha'idoti bachem hayom et ha'shamayim ve'et ha'aretz. Ha'chaim ve'ha'mavet natati lefanecha ha'bracha ve'ha'klala u'bacharta b'chaim. See, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have put before you blessing, life, and curse, death. Choose life. Choose life, the Torah says. Choose. Living is a choice. To live into the mountain of blessing and to live into the mountain of curse, this is a choice that you get to make, that you have to make. And we are on the cusp of a time of deep seeing, where the ancients, in their wisdom, put before us a gate. This gate is the gate of Elul, the month where we prepare for 29 days to remember, the big feast, the big new year. But you don't just show up to a feast, do you? There's a lot of preparation that goes into a feast. You gotta go shopping, you gotta cook. But even before that, you gotta look deeply into what is gonna make this banquet, this feast, a truly beautiful, powerful feast. Ani ledodi vedodi li. I am my beloved and my beloved is mine. Elul, that's the acronym of this month. This is a time to stop for 30 days and to see. And the ancients gave us some tools to do this. The shofar. We are invited to hear the shofar every day for 29 days. What's a shofar blast on Rosh Hashanah if you haven't prepared yourself to hear and to see the message of the shofar? Lehit palel, to pray. Lehit palel is a strange verb for pray because it's actually a reflexive verb. It's something you're doing to yourself. You are reflecting upon yourself when you are praying. So take the time, whether it's prayer or meditation, to reflect upon yourself and to see, to truly see what the blessings are in your life and what parts of your life perhaps you have not been so inclined to look at. And the cheshbon ha-nefesh, the accounting of the soul. These 29 days, we are invited to really look inside and account for ourselves, our conduct. How have I acted this year? And how do I want to act in the coming year? And perhaps even more importantly, my relationships. Who have I focused on in good ways and perhaps not so good ways? And where am I going to invest more energy in the year to come? And perhaps a little less energy with some. So to see. And Rabbi Kalonymus Shapira, the Pizetzna Rebbe, left us with a beautiful Torah about this very thing. The great Hasidic master who passed in the end of the Shoah and the Holocaust, bringing beautiful Torah in a time of curse, you might say. He said this, the whole earth is filled with its glory. Even the physical earth, the garments and the vessels are filled with the illumination of the divine. Only one needs eyes to see and a body that is sanctified. All we need are eyes that see and body that is sanctified. So brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, mothers and fathers, I invite you to take Elul the next 29 days that begins sundown tomorrow night and consider how you want to walk towards Rosh Hashanah so that you can truly see. Shabbat shalom.